So you buy a pack of tzitzis. Looks very pretty, your tzitzis. Everything's great. When you count, there's 8 strings on one side, 8 strings on the other side, 8 strings on the third side. Then you look at the fourth side, there are 10 strings. So obviously Shlomazel put the tzitzis together. Now there are 5 looped over instead of folded over instead of 4 strings looped over, which means you have 10. That much math I could do. 10 instead of 8. And so now the question is, what do you do? Do you have to unstring it? Can you just cut it off? So not so plausible, the Shaila, but it could happen. What's the halacha? So says the Shulchan Aruch that, well, first of all, what's the point of having 8 strings? So Shulchan Aruch says, Minyan chute had tzitzis b'chol knaf arba kfum shem shmona. You need to have 4 times 2 folded over, which is 8. Vimhos if it's puzzle. If you have any more, so automatically if you would wear these tzitzis as is, it's puzzle. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis, and on the contrary, you're wearing a 4-cornered beged without tzitzis. Now, why? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara, which says, the pasuk says gedil, which means like a string, and that's the minimal gedil is 2. The word gedil is plural fundamentally. And gedilim, it says, which means 2 times 2, so 4. So you have 4 strings, and when they're folded over, it gives you 8. So that's the source. They have 4 folded over for 8. It says, Mr. Brewer, well, what's the problem if you have extra? No. So what's the key words? Baltos, if it's adding on to mitzvahs, we don't add on, we don't take a 5th min by Luv and Esrog, so we don't take a 5th string as well by the tzitzis. Now, note, though, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not so simple, because the Vilna Gaon and others hold that baltosif is only when you add on a different type. In other words, your strings are made of one material, and the 5th one is a different material. That's when you run into baltosif. Bilna Gaon says if you just have an extra string, it's not baltosif. You may not be fulfilling the mitzvah but in the optimal way, but it wouldn't necessarily be possible, and that would argue against the Shulchan Aruch, but we, for the most part, don't paskin like this opinion, but you should just know that that's out there. Now, other reasons for 8 strings, in addition to the Gemara's reason, is the Rashi at the end of Shalach seems to indicate that there are 8 days between the Jews leaving Mitzrayim, really from the 14th of Nisan when they started to get ready to leave, and when they sang Shira by the Yam, and somehow that represents the 8 days. I'm not fully sure the depth of that, but the Baal HaTurim as well gives a third reason, that the reason why 8 represents the 8 organs which a person sins. Think of a lot of organs that a person sins with, but his list is eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hands, feet, erva, your private area, and your heart. For the most part, I think that covers, one's really sinning with their elbows, I guess, so much, but I think that their knees, I guess, I think that covers, for the most part, all your major organs that you can sin with. If that is the case, so those are the 8 representing, since this represent the 8, fine. And it comes along now, Shulchan Aruch, if you turn back a page, and has an interesting case. Your strings are you know, getting frayed. They're still kosher. But what do you want to do? So you take new 8 strings, you hook them on to one of the corners. So for that few minutes, you have how many on that hook? You got 16. They're not all intertwined with each other. You have like 2 strings coming out of one corner. And then you cut off the first one, and it's a nice move, you replaced it. Does that work or not? So Shulchan Aruch says, well, it depends what your intent is. If your intent is when you put on the second set of strings to undo the first strings, you say, I don't want those first strings anymore. Here's a second set. Then it's fine. Just cut off the first half, and it's fine, because you never really had more than 8 good strings at one time on it, because when you add it on the second one, you already had in mind, I'm going to knock off the first ones. Very simple halacha. One more step. Here's where it gets tricky. Let's say you add on the 8, another 8 to that corner, thinking, okay, I'm going to be very frum. I'm going to wear 16 on one side. And then your rabbi tells you, no, dude, you don't do that. You don't have 16 on one side. That's not the way it goes. Now what do you do? So Shulchan Aruch says, you can't just cut off the first 8 that you had there, because you run into a problem of tase v'lo menasui. What does that mean? Is tase v'lo menasui means you need to create something to make it kosher. You can't just remove something, puzzle, and thereby memela, you know, de facto being left with 8 Goshen. So if you add on a 16, you now got 16 on one corner, and now you thought that was your mitzvah, now you violated Baal Tosef. Now you say, whoops, now I want to make it kosher. You can't just cut off the first 8 and be left with another 8. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Possibly says you got to restring them all, take everything off, and restring the proper 8 again, and then that's fine. It's a lot of work. Says the Ramah, no, it's fine. Why? It doesn't explain, but the way the Achronim explain, listen to this. Because when I added on that extra 8 over there, the second set of 8, it's not like I made it puzzle, because Baal Tosef is such a wrong concept. It's such an avera. You're not going to add on anything more. It's as if that second 8 that I added is not even there at all. So when I cut off the first 8, and now I'm just left with the second 8, the proper ones, it's as if then, when I cut off the first ones, as if at that point, I'm stringing on the new 8, and therefore it's not a problem of Tasev Lomana Asui. Because since Baal Tosef, having 16 is such a stupid thing, it's such a bad problem, it's as if that second 8 does not exist until you remove the first 8, and therefore says Ramah, it's fine, just cut off the first 8, and everything is good. Okay, now let's apply it to our case. You buy a pack of tzitzis, and you realize there are 10 strings on one of the corners. Now, what do you do? So according to the Shulchan Aruch from before, you can't just cut off the other two, presumably, because it would be a problem of Tasav Lomana Asui. According to the Ramah, though, perhaps, all you have to do is cut off those extra strings, because we view those strings as not there yet, and then it's not a problem of Tasav Lomana Asui. So you just cut off the two strings, and you're fine.
Cut off the two strings? Because the two strings are in the whole knot.
Says the Prima Gadim, ask the Prima Gadim, well, what about Rabbi Yaakov's question? Can you just cut off up until the knot? And you know what he answers? Tzarchin. He doesn't know. So the Prima Gadim says, no, I'm not going to take a stab at that either. But the Prima Gadim says, it's a great question. But let's assume you're very talented. You know, you like play the game. You could trace the tzitzis all the way back. So you take a little fine needle, and you cut all the hooks as well to get off just those two strings the whole way through. Let's say you do that. According to Shulchan Aruch, it would be no good. According to the Ramah, it would be good. That's what the Bar Halacha says. Everything is great. You can really go home now, but I have another minute and a half left. Mishnah Berurah said it would be very simple. Just cut off those two strings, passing like the Ramah before. Great. Says the Piskei Tshuva is a Chumrah of the year. I mean, it's not such a practical case. But let's say you get a messed up tzitzis like this. Says the Piskei Tshuva, you can't just cut off those two. And he gives three reasons why. Number one, he says, don't forget about the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. So if you're Sephardi, especially, you got messed up. Because you Sephardim there, you better not just cut off those two strings, because the Shulchan Aruch said you can't do that. It's a problem of Tasav Lomana Asui. So even though we don't pass him like those Sephardim, we care about him enough to be machmir, that like in this case, you get the 10 strings, don't just follow the Ramah like that. You could like the Sephardim for a few minutes and then just restring it and have to do it. You go to your Sephardi friend and let him restring it for you. But the point is, the Ashkenazim, we really technically could just cut it off. But since we care about the Shulchan Aruch as well, so therefore don't just cut it off. Okay, that's reason number one. Reason number two, he says, is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, there are two different cases. What was my case before? Is that you had added on a whole new 8 set of strings in a different hole. Those two strings are totally not connected to each other. So yeah, you could view the second one as non-existent, and therefore it's not a problem of Tasav Lomana Asui. But here, these strings are all intertwined together. You can't just cut off two strings. You have to restring the whole thing, even according to Ashkenazim from before. So says the Chazon Ish, you'd have to restring the entire 10 strings, or now only 8. Undo all 10, put back 8. Final point is the Ravid. Ravid's a Shita of the year. He has a wild opinion. He says, you know what the problem is of having 10 strings together in one? It's not Baal Tosef. You know what it is? Another problem. You figure this out, you never figure this out in a million years. It took me 5 minutes to fuck up what he was saying. It's a chatzitza. It's a hefsik. By having the extra 2 strings in there, it's like separating, or separating is the wrong word, it's English word for hefsik. It's a blocking. It's like it's an interference from, I guess a better word, interfering with your mitzvah against against the beged, if you have 2 extra strings, or in between the tzitzis themselves. So he says it's a chatzitza. If it's an issue of chatzitza, that's the classic problem of Tasav Lomana Asui. You can't build a sukkah, which is puzzle, and then just cut off the top and voila, be left with schach underneath. That's classic tasav woman also. So therefore, he says same thing over here. You can't build a tzitzis which has a hefsik just like your sukkah would have, and then cut off two strings and think that you're fine. Therefore, says the Piskei Tshuva, even though it would seem very clear to us Ashkenazim, all you have to do is just cut off those two strings. Says the Piskei Tshuva, you have to restring all 10. You have to undo the whole thing and restring the proper 8. We should be zochem when we buy tzitzis. We should buy the proper tzitzis. I don't think this case has ever come up, but I thought it was an interesting application if it ever does.